brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are a decadent, slovenly, evil nation that's murdered more than 50 million babies. We have engaged in all forms of crimes against innocent nations. We have funded every evil regime on the planet. And it's all coming home to roost. What the globalists have done in third world nations, they're now going to do here. Absolute destruction of the middle class, bondage, enslavement, degradation, totally pathetic. And when Kelly Rushing got arrested a few years ago for handing out a Ron Paul video in one of my videos, he was charged with both, three-year counts on both, of a threat to the police, saying the Ron Paul videos, and it went to trial, and the judge sat there and said, send this man to prison. These videos are illegal. And the jury found him not guilty. And then a week later, the police started parking outside his ranch. They were a well-to-do, well-known family in the area, highly respected. Founders of the community, I later found out. They arrested Kelly and one of his friends horseback riding. They claimed they were drunkenly riding horses, and, of course, they weren't drinking. And so it goes. The evil must win. Evil has to show you. When you fight back, they come in 10 times harder. You know what? We come back 10 times harder. Just to see our country going into hardcore bondage tears me up. Brendan, we're going to talk to Brendan. Jeremy in Denver. Then D. Leon, Steve, Elliot, Frank, and others. Go ahead, Brendan. You're on the air. No, Jeremy. I've got two Denver callers there, so it's mixing me up. Jeremy, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Look forward to meeting with you when you come out to Denver. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the DNC and the police state. But first, I heard you had the Money Masters guys on a few weeks ago, and I do the Liberty Dollar out here, and I kind of wanted to respond to that and give the listeners just a real quick economics lesson and how to beat the New World Order is that you can't beat them. None of the stuff you do, calling Congress.
Oh, that's another story. It's totally legal. There are hundreds of mints putting out their own gold and silver coins, but they're now arresting people who have those. And they go ahead and beat you up, and then that's the charge. But they also throw a counterfeiting on, but then the coin's totally legal. People are being arrested for $2 bills all over the nation. I've seen at least probably more than 10 cases the last few years. The public is so dumb and looking for crime. They're told spy on everyone, but there's nothing to really spy on other than the illegal aliens running around everywhere, but that's selectively enforced. People are now arrested for $2 bills with a Declaration of Independence on it because the public are just mindless scum. There's cases where more than a dozen cops show up at Best Buy and still arrest, and then they still charge you even though the $2 bill is real because the judges and the grand juries can't admit they were wrong, so people are now charged for legal tender money. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, well, what I was going to say is there's no way to beat them unless you stop their money, period, because they're always going to have more than everybody else, and they're always going to be able
to use
that
power. But
now
they arrest you for even using their money. See, everything's illegal. Videos are legal. Cash is illegal. The public are just grueling zombies, just all into themselves, watching TV all day. It's all over. We're totally screwed. Scum everywhere. Trash and filth everywhere. You're all going to get raped by the New World Order. Just get ready for it, unless we totally fight back now and have some shame for what we are.
And will refuse to admit that they're con. You should really talk about the economists that have been to Harvard and Yale, because they're all convinced. I took economics in school, and they start off talking about how the government influences the economy.
How about this? Economists don't exist. I'll be like a yuppie. I'll play devil's advocate. Economists don't exist. You just made up that economists exist.
Well, the bottom line
here, I'll be a yuppie. Economists don't exist.
Economics classes didn't start until they created the Federal Reserve, and it was the people, the professors that authored the Federal Reserve Act.
There's no such thing as professors. The Federal Reserve doesn't exist. It's not private. Everything's fine. Black uniforms are good. Cameras scanning you are good. Cancer viruses and vaccines are good. None of it exists.
Well, what I'd like to do is give the listeners a real quick, simple economics lesson. One sentence. Intrinsic value equals raw materials plus the labor involved. You wouldn't work
doesn't
for
exist.
Months.
Labor doesn't culture. Exist. Nothing exists. Nothing. Nothing exists but football and acting tough. Shut up. Everything's fine. Government loves you. Oh, it's good. Everything's wonderful. Oh, yes. Everything's fine. Yes. Stay there. I'll come back to you.
keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SOLAYSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981. And find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-498-2981. 800-498-2981.
Provider and licensing details are available.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I was being sarcastic during the last segment because over the weekend, Mikhail Shashvili, the Georgian dictator, that's what he is, staged event, arresting political dissidents, not allowing free speech, shutting down newspapers and TV stations and radio stations that disagree with him. He called for a new world order, a world government to stop Russia. Zbigniew Brzezinski called for it over the weekend. The Turkish president called for a new world order to counter Russia over the weekend. I found a new clip last week. Gordon Brown gave another speech and called for a one world government, new world order. And then all over the message boards, all over newspaper articles, all over media, I am being attacked, others are being attacked as crazy people that believe in a new world order, and they say it doesn't exist. Just like they're saying we're liars and that Russia snuck attacked Georgia. It is just such a willful, wanton denial and wanting to be conned and giving yourself over to total delusion. I mean, it is a fact that the government is rogue and criminal and has murdered tens of thousands of children in chemical, biological, and radiological tests, tens of thousands of U.S. citizens. I mean, the murderers, these are the worst psycho killers ever. That's who runs things, to create the cadres of scientists and killers. And they're building this psychopathic wonderland of world government so no nation can rise against them, so no empire can rise against them, so no people can rise against them. For 50 years, really for 55, 60 years, they've been creating cadres of killers in this country. Our heroes are Jack Bauer, who tortures children to get answers out of their parents. That's really in the real White House memos. The Pentagon admits that they're basically funding that show. All these other shows, we are becoming evil. It isn't enough to kill 50 million babies in this country. It isn't enough to be euthanizing old people coast to coast. I mean, I can bring on Wall Street Journal writers who've been there when people are chained down, begging for food and water when they're under state control, and they're denied water for 14, 15 days. I'm not talking about Terry Schiavo. I'm talking about the media used that because she did look like a vegetable so they could sell you on it. But they're killing people every day, everywhere. Every time we have a guest on about it, nurses call in and admit they've had to quit working at different hospices and hospitals because they're murdering people. I mean, we got evil going on all around us. It's hurting the police, the military, all of us, everywhere. Thousands of troops are dropping dead from vaccines the last couple of years. They're not telling them what the shots are now when they're dying, if they're lucky. And I say if they're lucky. You know why I say if they're lucky? Because a lot of times they're paralyzed or they bleed out or they just are in excruciating pain for a few years and then die. But they're all testing chemical and biological weapons on you. And I know it for a fact. And I have to sit here and deal with a public that are like a bunch of children living in denial about what we're up against. And then I don't want it to go to martial law. I don't want it to go to World War III. I don't want it to go into depression. And everything the Pentagon said they do, everything Northcom said they do, they're getting everybody ready for martial law. All the federal funds are flowing for, quote, anti-terrorism to run random checkpoints. They're getting us all prepared and trained, and it's so horrible, and it doesn't need to happen. It's a bad dream. It needs to stop, and I love my family. And then they pass a law where if I wanted to try to get out of the nation with just enough money to live on, I couldn't do it. They won't even let you leave with your money now. They have deals with every nation in the world to take your money, even Switzerland, and not even let you leave unless you're an elitist, and then it's all selectively enforced. It's shot, folks. They have spun an incredible spider's web to capture us. Only waking up and going completely ape are we going to be able to break out of this. All right, I'm going to let Jeremy in Denver finish up. Jeremy, you were telling us how the point is, you're right, they are threatened, and when they arrested Von Nuthaus for putting out his legitimate, he used to run the Hawaiian Mint, for putting out
They never arrested him.
Well, okay, grabbing his stuff. And
they just stole it. They don't have anything. See, they'd have to go to a trial, and no jury in the world would claim that we're countering.
You're right, arresting his material is shutting his facility down. Go ahead.
Yeah, and the problem is that's their biggest Achilles heel, especially with silver, because gold, the Rothschilds have most of the gold.
But they put you into a process, sir.
There's too much silver out there for them to control it. So if we monetize silver, there's nothing they can do about it. They're left with a bunch of pieces of paper and nothing else.
Yeah, but right now we just need to try to even hold on to cash, even though it's theirs. They're trying to get rid of that, and in a cashless society, they'll have total control.
Yeah, but whenever you use their money, you're ceding power to them, because what you're doing is you're giving your time and energy for nothing of theirs, except it's basically like if you work for a month making a sculpture, and then you trade it with me. I just printed up a picture on my computer and said, "Here you go." It took me 30 seconds.
That's how they get all their power.
They feel cheated. Well, that's what everyone does when they go to cash their check at the bank. They just spent 2 weeks to get a handful of paper. And see, it seems like, well, I can go and turn this in because we have what's called legal tender laws, which is another Orwellian word, because legal tender, people think in their head, oh, well, if it's not legal tender, that must mean it's illegal. No. Legal tender means that you're forced to accept it at the barrel of a gun. And that's why our founders said only gold and silver can be legal tender. That's the only thing you should be forced to accept. And actually, Thomas Jefferson said not even that. He said there shouldn't be legal tender laws, period. You can request to be paid in pigs if we're under Jefferson.
No, I agree, and I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Listen. My only point is silver and gold and us trying to barter with it is not the only Achilles heel of the New World Order, and it's a huge long-term plan that's very hard to implement, even if you can try to get the dumbed-down population who thinks silver coins are illegal. I mean, they're just that stupid. You try to convince these idiots of anything, they can't even think. So, I mean, what's even – it just disgusts me, the public. Their supine, willful ignorance, their gibbering smiles, their their love of being slaves, their love of lies, their love of being conned and taken for a ride. They just absolutely love it. They revel in it. But we do need to start our own gardens. We do need to start bartering with our neighbors. We need to start realizing we don't need all this Walmart junk. We do need to try to become self-sufficient because we had a depression 70-something years ago, 80 years ago, and 90% of the public was self-sufficient and 8 million people starved. Now, 90-plus percent are not self-sufficient and don't even know how to really wipe their noses or brush their teeth. They don't even know what country they're in, what continent they're on, they're just totally in la-la land. At low-level bestial, level of just satiating their basic senses. And trying to reach out to them is like trying to talk to an amoeba, God help us. God help us. God help us. God help us. And a lot of these people, they think you're showing off if you try to warn them, or if you know facts, or if you know how to speak to them, or if you warn them about something, you're like, you know how to talk. You got book learning. You're some kind of fancy. Let's go to DeLeon in North Carolina.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hey, man. Well,
hey, I recently have been trying to campaign against the fluoridation of waters here in the Durham area. And it seems I've even done a radio program on a station out in Greensboro.
Good.
If you've ever been here. But it seems as though every person I talk to, whether they be a dental hygienist, a dentist, or a dental assistant, I cannot get anybody to stand with me and try to take action on this thing.
Well, they won't stand when the CPS takes their children without due process, when some fat pedophile comes to their door to steal their children and child molest them. So they're certainly not going to stand with you to do anything. They're not going to stand up for their country, their dollar, their future. They're going to be taken over. They're going to be rolled. I mean, they're fat, dumb, and happy and made for the pickings. But there are a lot of cities throwing fluoride out of their water, and there are places where people are taking action. And I would just, you don't need them to stand with you. Some dumb dental hygienist, some idiot dentist who believes they're working for the system and doesn't think they're doing any wrong. You've just got to print up where the Dental Association has admitted that children don't need fluoride and it's bad for them, and where the EPA admits it's toxic, and bring those studies into the city council and go in there every week for the next year pointing out that sodium fluoride is deadly and that they won't take it out of the water. People should at least properly filter their water. And you'll educate hundreds of people that are at every city council meeting. And then you can start being known as the fluoride guy. It's going to take long-term commitment. And if the scum won't stop putting in our water, we can at least go out and tell the public not to put it in their water.
Wonderful.
And let me tell you what you can do. You can buy time on a local radio station on a Saturday or Sunday night, be called the water man, and do 2 hours every week on GMO foods, other things, but sponsor yourself by selling water filters, which will then help people not have the poison, and will fund your show. So you have to fund your military operation to save people. And this is all special forces operations against the enemy. And so instead of trying to get the enemy to take the water out, the cowardly pieces of filth on the city council, it's like when I had the state attorney on from Maryland, and he said, yeah, I don't vaccinate my children, but we're saying it's the law all other children do, and they lined up with police dogs barking at them, thousands of them to be injected. Total hoax, total lie, there is no law. Again, evidence how the public's totally in the dark, doesn't know they're having the hole in the ground, totally lied to. The cops are there in riot gear with dogs barking at them because it was a national news. With him showing off, look at how these slaves don't know that it's not the law and how we can intimidate them through total fraud to take deadly injections. You see how that works? I mean, it's just such lies. It's unspeakable. The scale and breadth of it and just the fraud everywhere. So that's how you find them.
Yes.
You get on the phone, you buy your first 5 water filters, you start a little website that's got an easy name, like Durham Water or something, and then you go and you pay for a local radio show, and you go on there and talk about water, you have guests on, you talk about other issues, don't just be a one-trick pony, and then you fund your radio show with that, and then you become a leader, and you warn thousands. You won't warn them all, A lot of them want to die of bone cancer and die of kidney failure. They love it. They love the fluoride attacking every organ. They love dying. But at least you can warn some other people, all right? Now,
did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations has never settled disputes, but always makes them worse? Our own ambassador to the United Nations in 1982 admitted such. Did you know that the United Nations ignores communist atrocities, but always targets non-communist nations and their leaders for overthrow? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You know, I was blowing up earlier. I'm just freaking out. I'm like an animal captured in a cave that's filling up with water, and I'm just scrabbling and tearing my fingernails out trying to get out. And I can't believe my fellow lemmings just think it's all funny. Thousands of studies that sodium fluoride attacks every gland and organ. Hundreds of mainline studies that it more than doubles the chance of boys, particularly getting bone cancer. And they've done studies now over 50 years of areas with sodium fluoride in the water versus not, and you don't find any of these rare bone cancers there, and you find them all over the place with the fluoride. And I get mad and I scream and yell, it just is never going to end. Don't you understand, you dumb cops, you dumb citizens? that this isn't funny. This is real eugenics. You're under eugenics attack. God, I'm trying to help you, man. We don't have a lot of time here. Former White House historian and analyst, NASA consultant, Washington Post writer, Richard C. Cook for 30 minutes, then Ray McGovern on the Russia situation. He's had a week and a half to analyze it. He's joining us. I said I'd go to your calls, and I've been out of control today. Steve in Colorado, you're on the air. Hit me, Steve.
First of all, Alex, I'd like to echo the comments of Steve from Utah that said thank you and all your staff for what you're doing. And the people that really understand what's going on, Alex, we know that you're speaking the truth. So, you know, when they attack you, that's the when the people attack you like they called you that right-wing fascist, as you said in the New York Times, the only thing that they can do is sit there and try and smear people, because they certainly can't fight against people like you with the truth, because they know that you're speaking the truth and what they're speaking is trash. So anyway, I just want to mention that. And then also, you had mentioned, you know, your comments just a few minutes earlier about God help us. Well, he's the only one that's going to pull us out of this, Alex.
I know, but I mean, I'm coming face to face. Every day I get higher levels of knowledge and study of this. It's like once you kind of become, quote, a master, once you've really been studying something a long time, it becomes exponential. And I'm not saying I'm a master of anything, but compared to a lot of people, I am. And it's blowing me away just how prevalent evil is.
Yeah.
And it's not just in the government or the cops. It's everywhere. I mean, listen, the cops have a tough job. The public's degenerating out there.
That's right.
It's like zombies fighting zombies. It's just unbelievable.
It's true. It's true. And what's going on is the world is degenerating into the world of the Antichrist, as is spoken of in Revelation.
Listen, I always believe that in my spirit and know that, but I'm telling you more than ever, I mean, it's really starting to freak me out.
It is. When you read Revelation and look how dark things are.
And how the Antichrist kills like 2 billion people.
Yeah, it's amazing, or like a third of the population of the earth, and so we're going to have to get there, and that's exactly what's going on. And if you look at scriptures in Daniel, specifically Daniel 7:23, where it talks about the world is broken down into 10 regions, that's happening right now.
And then that's what the Club of Rome and the UN made it, and they call it 10 kingdoms. That's
exactly.
That's in the extras of Endgame. I mean, they even follow the nomenclature.
Exactly. Exactly. Right on. And it's one of them, South America. Then, of course, the North American Union is one. The European Union, of course.
The Mediterranean, the Asian, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's another thing. They've now officially, last year, made the APEC, the Asian Union, a union. And then people write big editorials in newspapers saying, I'm a liar, it doesn't exist. It's like saying Tokyo doesn't exist.
Well, once again, Alex, that's the only thing they can say. The only thing they can say is deny that the truth is going on, and there's so many people out there that believe them. That's what's so disgusting.
Well, yeah, the Bible talks
about
them being given over to a strong delusion.
Yeah.
And they are. They are given over to it.
It's true.
They wouldn't know a semi-truck if it was running over them.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, it's really coming down to those who know the living God and those who are going to end up falling.
And you're right. It comes down to that. They love death. They love disease and wickedness and sorrow, and they just love it. And I can't believe it. I mean, I got 3 children, and it just freaks me out. Every second I'm thinking about them now, I'm just realizing their innocence, their goodness, and how filthy this world is, and it's only going to hell in a handbasket. We have evil people below, evil people above, evil everywhere. It's just growing.
That's right. And the real shame of it is that so many people that sacrifice so much for the building of this country, and it's almost like it's just going down, their sacrifice.
It's like seeing your beautiful wife dead, covered in sores with maggots all over. That's what this country looks like to me. You know, it's to see something beautiful and good and wholesome, but it's worse than that. It's like your beautiful wife has been turned into a demon or something.
Yeah,
I don't know how to describe it. It's like it's just everything good watching it be torn to hell, and it's even tearing me up. It's even making me freak out and be crazy. I mean, it's like it's just unspeakable.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I'll tell you, the living God is going to be the only out for us. I mean, you can't trust in the government, as you demonstrated pretty much. You know, they're not going to protect
you. And you can't trust in all these phony churches. Folks, you better get right with God. You better go in your prayer closet. You better get a relationship right now. And a lot of you out there who are atheists, you feel that tingle in your gut. You know you want to join it. You know we're real. You know you want to join God and goodness. Join us. Join us against evil. Join us now. You're going to need God.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Here's a story. You wash your car, how long does it last? 3 days? A week? 2 weeks? Life Change Tea eliminates chemicals, toxins, and parasites, and much more. The effect? You lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. So here's the story. You wash your car, it gets dirty again. You cleanse your body, chemicals and toxins come back. The fix? Stay on the tea. And here's how we will help. Ask for the Mid-State Fair Special when ordering. Here's how to order. Online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get the tea. Restoring America's health, one tea bag at a time.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less. Meet online with WebEx for as little as $59 a month, about the price of a tank of gas. You can host unlimited meetings every month from your desktop. WebEx from Cisco, used by more than 7 million people every month. Give it a try, free, and qualify for a free webcam. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code REWARD. WEBEX.com. Promo code REWARD. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
August 18th, 2008. We've got an hour and a half left in worldwide transmission. Ray McGovern has not been on with us in about 2 weeks since the Russian conflict started. He's a former top CIA analyst for Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr., top analyst in general overall world affairs. We have another former White House analyst, former NASA analyst. He's written for the Washington Post, Washington Monthly, Space and Security News, Houston Post, and many other publications. He has testified before Congress, before presidential commissions. He's a top analyst on geopolitical activities, the economy. He's also one of the leading experts on solid rocket fuel boosters, of all things. Quite an expert joining us for the next 30 minutes. I will be taking your calls for those that are holding right before Ray McGovern comes on with us a little bit later in the next hour, but we've got him for about 25 minutes right now. He is Richard C. Cook, and I wanted to get him on to talk about, first, A, what we see with the economy, with all the deepening economic numbers versus manipulation of the stock market, though it's still plunging today, and then also what happened with the situation with the United States through its proxy attacking Russia about 11 days ago, and the reigniting of the Cold War and this mass hoax of saying that Russia attacked Georgia and now moving missile systems, weapon systems, satellite systems into Poland, Czech Republic. NATO's new public doctrine, which the Russians have read on television, freaking out that NATO may launch a sneak nuke attack on Russia, saying they need the anti-missile system so the U.S. and NATO can nuke Russia, and so Russia can't defend itself, and so any retaliatory strike will be shot down. This is just absolutely incredible, these developments. So that's basically why we have you, Richard. Thanks for popping in today. You've got the floor.
Okay. Hi, Alex.
Hello, Richard.
Be here. To me, what is really interesting is the connection between the two major events that you're talking about, the economic collapse and the confrontation now that's building up with Russia, because these things don't happen in a vacuum. It's very interesting. Obviously, they are trying to keep the economy afloat until the election in November. And it's starting to me to look more and more like they're trying to kind of back McCain into the election. Obama's numbers are pretty poor. The Democrats should be way ahead in the polls now, and obviously Obama's not. It's a virtual dead heat, which says to me that they're trying to now maneuver McCain back in there by keeping the gas prices down a little bit and keeping the loans rolling over so the economy doesn't just collapse in a heap between now and then. But I think that we have here a classic wag-the-dog syndrome. Ellen Brown had a good article on global research with that as the title the other day. And it seems to me that this whole confrontation with Russia now is a move of desperation, because the people in charge of the U.S. economy don't have a clue what to do about the extraordinary explosion of debt that keeps building up. And now we have, with the bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, we have, according to the experts who are watching that, another $3 to $4 trillion in debt piled on the already $10 to $11 trillion in the national debt that the government has just taken on. So the financial position of the United States is increasingly hopeless. It is a state of de facto bankruptcy, which has really been acknowledged now for 2 to 3 years by economists very close to the Federal Reserve. They don't have a clue as to what to do about it. So not knowing what to do when your economy is collapsing, why not have a nice big war with somebody in the hope that through such an event they could wipe the debts off the book and try to start over again. But, of course, for anyone who has to live on this planet right now, it's a potential catastrophe that's brewing. So that's my take on it.
Richard, continue.
Well, let's even take a step back in history a little bit. I've always been interested in the historical background to our relations with Russia, because up until 1991, in any case, the United States and Russia were the two major superpowers. But this kind of a division or this kind of a split in the power structure of the Western world has been going on a long time. If you go back in history, which I'm starting to do, I'm doing a lot of research lately on the origins of the present situation. The Western European civilization, which formerly was in the Western European democracies until they self-destructed in World War One and World War Two, and now lies in the United States, and the Eastern European civilization, which formerly was the Eastern Orthodox branch of the Church and the Eastern Byzantine Empire, and then it devolved onto Russia as Russia increasingly became a power. And, you know, it was Russia when Napoleon invaded Eastern Europe that finally put Napoleon in his place and became the dominant power in Europe for a while. So now we have a, really an age-old split between the Western part of the European civilization, which now the United States and Britain really are the representatives of, and the eastern part of the European civilization, which Russia represents, that now have the face-off that began after World War II continuing. And it's not really some people are saying that this is a renewal of the Cold War. Well, it's much worse than that. The Cold War, in a way, was a fake.
It was cold, absolutely. Explain that, because we had the banking establishment here financing them and kind of using the communists as a wicked doppelganger for them to go take over new lands and infiltrate and kind of a front to overthrow the situations. Do you agree with that analysis?
Oh, yes, absolutely. The Russia that we allied with in World War II was a creature of Western finance. That's very clear from the historical record.
By the way, I want to point something out. I never knew your opinion on that, but you're a historian, and that's the factual history. And so I just knew how to finish your sentence there, and that's why I obnoxiously do that sometimes, listeners, because I want to point out to people we're reading from the same sheet of music and don't even know it because we're just giving you the facts. This is a new Russia, a rogue outside the New World Order, all evidence shows, and they're clearly trying to encircle it. The Cold War was cold. This is hot on the borders with Mother Russia, which hasn't been tried since Operation Barbarossa, and before that with Napoleon, as you just said.
Yeah, that's correct, because all through the Cold War, there was never any danger of an American soldier in uniform facing off against a Russian soldier in uniform and pulling the trigger at each other. That was very carefully avoided. Everything was done through proxy. It was done through, the different satellites.
Far removed proxies. Now we're right there up against Mother Russia.
If we send uniformed personnel on the ground into Georgia, we're running a risk of the first time in history of American uniformed personnel and Russian uniformed personnel shooting each other. This is what the Bush administration is getting us into.
Well, I agree, but I want to go back. Go back to 99, Wesley Clark with the neocons. The Russians pour into Pristina, the capital of Kosovo. The Russians are saying you're not going to ethnically cleanse with the Muslims, our Serb brethren in Kosovo. And then Wesley Clark ordered the bombing of the airfield, but Sir Peter Jackson, the head of NATO, overruled him and said no. So we've seen this lust since the supposed fall in 91 to engage them. Is this a reigniting, or how does that fit in?
No, it's part of the same thing, really, because after 91, everyone said, well, Cold War is over, now we're going to get the peace dividend, and before you know it, NATO, under Clinton, was in there bombing Belgrade and dismembering Yugoslavia. It was all part of the same plan, the same program to encircle the Soviet Union.
And notice how they're just switching the last letter of Iraq with Iran. It's the same thing with Serbia versus now these breakaway areas with Russia, because then they said the Serbs attacked, which wasn't true. Both sides, obviously, it's ethnic warfare, were killing each other. But the Serbs were clearly the ones being attacked by the KLA, backed by the U.S. and NATO. In southern Serbia, in Kosovo, it's the same thing here. The public believes that Russia attacked for no reason.
Well, that's correct. And, of course, Serbia has been a Russian ally and, in a sense, a Russian dependency all the way back prior to World War One. And the trap that was set by the people who started World War One in Serbia had the Russians behind it. So the Russians always had, as part of their sphere of influence, Serbia and that part of the Balkans, because they're Slavic people. It was all part of the general Russian policy of pan-Slavism.
And that's where they stopped the Muslim invasions twice.
Yes, that's correct. And of course, that goes, all of that takes us back to the fact that Russia has always been the guardian of the Orthodox Church and kind of the overseer of the Eastern Christian religion. Now, if you want to talk about that divide, that began with what was called the Great Schism in 1054 A.D.
Yes.
And what we're seeing today, you know, believe it or not, you know, people don't read
that. No, Rome is obviously behind the European Union, and so, break that down.
Yeah, we are seeing, in fact, a continuation of the same split between Eastern and Western Europe that we have seen for 1,000 years. And what it is, in fact, a lot of people have realized that, and you read Patrick Buchanan's book on the unnecessary war that just came out, World War One and World War Two were civil wars between different elements of European culture. They were the same racial groups, the same people from the same civilization, fighting and killing each other, and they've been doing this for 1,000 years. You could carry that out into today's situation and say that the division between the United States as the representative of the Western European civilization and Russia as the representative of the Eastern European civilization is just the latest phase in this European civil war that's been going on for centuries.
Well, I agree. Richard, we don't have a lot of time with you, so I want to pick your brain on some quick questions.
Okay.
How did this go for the NATO slash neocon Israeli U.S.-backed operation in Georgia? Did they get what they wanted as a political diversion to start these brush wars, to try to buoy the dollar, saying America's still tough, look, we're invading countries? Or did it go badly for them? Did they miscalculate? Where do you see this going in the future?
I think they miscalculated because Russia crushed them. I think Russia made a fool and a laughingstock out of the Georgian government and the American and Israeli backers. I think they probably wanted this to be, you know, the fall surprise that would divert attention from the U.S. presidential election. It failed completely. Russia was completely prepared, and the Russian army on the ground has been known for decades to be the most efficient, powerful ground force on the planet. These guys are not Iraqi forces who just cut and run. I don't insult anybody, but the Russian military is very well trained. They're very tough. They're very well equipped, and I think they made fools out of the Georgian military and the American and Israeli backers.
And now their top generals go on TV and read the NATO doctrine that they've changed in the last 2 years publicly. It really changed it in 2000, where they say, we will, and I'm quoting, we will launch preemptive nuclear attacks on Russia or other states, and we mean by releasing this to provocate or have a provocation with Russia, and we're going to move missile defense in so when we sneak attack them, they can't respond back, throwing out MAD, which has held us in good stead, mutually assured destruction, so that there's a balance of power. This throws the balance, and now Russia's saying, okay, we may go ahead and nuke those sites because we can't go up against your precision-guided munitions. I'm quoting. We may go ahead and nuke areas of Poland and Ukraine. And Russians have never in their history shot their mouth off and not really been considering something. This is incredible brinksmanship.
You know, the Russians mean what they say. And they have throughout their history. They're very serious people in this game, and they're not bluffing. And they've put Poland on notice that if you arm yourselves through missile defense systems and allow the U.S. to come in and stake out territory for operations against Russia, you are going to have the nukes aimed at you. And I think Poland realizes this. This is very, very serious. This is not simply the kind of bluster that we've seen during the Cold War. This is another level of escalation.
Why have the neocons and their globalist controllers, we know they're just one little instrument they use as a front, within a front. What do you expect the New World Order, the Anglo-American arm, to do now?
Well, I believe that they're doing this because the United States economy is collapsing. It's a race against time between creating some kind of a massive diversion on the ground.
A tribal rallying point.
Yeah, but it's not even a rallying point because the American government and the American people are broke, or bankrupt. They cannot continue even to fund the government because at a certain point, the foreigners who are buying the treasury debt to keep this thing afloat are going to stop doing it. It just cannot go on.
You know what it looks like to me? It's almost like somebody saying, I have a bomb, I'll blow this meeting up if you don't do what I say. It seems like they're holding everybody hostage, showing everyone just how crazy they are.
Well, They are, but there's nothing that they can get out of it other than a war. There's nothing that Russia or China or anybody can do for the U.S. to bail us out any further from our own collapsing economy.
In fact, they've been trying to
paint ourselves into this corner.
Well, and that's where it gets confusing. They've been trying to prop the dollar up for a decade, and then meanwhile, the White House makes every move to devalue it, and then suddenly jumps in trying to restore it. And I know there's a method to the madness here, but does it seem helter-skelter and almost like they're crazy?
Well, they're trying to keep the dollar up at least through this election, and they've done that by no longer slashing the interest rates and still providing some kind of an environment where foreign investors can come in.
So they want a slow slide, not
money.
A total implosion.
I'm sorry?
They want a slow slide, not a total implosion.
At least through the election. Now, nobody knows what they're going to do after the election and after the inauguration if, say, for example, McCain is put into place. If Obama's elected, he will try to do another New Deal. McCain does not seem to be heading in that direction. McCain seems to be all out for the World War III option.
Stay there. We're going to skip this break with Richard C. Cook. If you're on the Internet, you can listen at InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet from the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage? Was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already four times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a 2-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of three great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
Richard C. Cook is our guest. RichardCCook.com. Just Richard, a C, and Cook.com. Links up on InfoWars.com. Don't forget Fabled Enemies, Jason Burmese's new film that I produced, which is a bombshell 9/11 film covering a lot of areas we haven't gotten into yet. You can pre-order that now at InfoWars.com. It ships out September 1st. You'll be able to watch it at PrisonPlanet.tv September 1st as well. the globalists have strip-mined the country, moved everything offshore to create monopolies. Now their own empire is in danger of collapsing because they've been so predatory. How do you think they're planning to salvage this? By having a global reorganization where they pose as the saviors through a new corporate world government?
Well, I think that that's part of it. You've got the concept, for instance, of the North American Union or the North American Free Trading Organization that has been talked about to restructure the North American economy.
And that's a new bubble. That's all that is.
Yeah, and that's but the problem is that they have this multi-trillion dollar debt overhang that nobody knows what to do with it. That debt will never be repaid. And that's why I feel that we're heading toward a major war, because they always use war as a means of either rolling over debt or inflating currency to the point where it destroys the old public debt, which happened after World War One, or they simply take over and conquer other countries that you owe money to and cancel the debt that way. They painted themselves into a corner, Alex. There's no way out of it.
But control freaks, in the case of every other empire, we can study the current psychology by other elite psychology. Humans behave the same way. Normally just start throwing fits and attacking in all directions, and then things, that only hastens their demise.
Well, they tend at a certain point to decide to set everything in stone so that no surprises can take place. This is what happened with the Roman Empire. It's what happened with the British Empire. But the British Empire went bankrupt. And the reason the United States is in control now was because they took over the bankruptcy of the British Empire. And they did it through World War II. That's what happened after the Great Depression. What lifted us out of the Great Depression was World War II. It was massive arms spending. And it was enormous tax rates that were levied on the entire economy. And so what you had in essence was for 4 or 5 years in the United States, our own version of communism or socialism or whatever, managing and running World War II. And after World War II, we were the top dog in the world economy.
But they handed those mechanisms over to the internationalists instead of keeping that engine going. And now we've been basically had our bones picked.
The internationalists took them away. They were taken away. That's why they got rid of Nixon, because Nixon opposed the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade, which was the internationalization that preceded the World Trade Organization.
Yeah, not that he was even a nice guy, but he wanted an empire for America.
That's right. He
thought,
wanted a strong American economy, and Kissinger took it away. They got him railroaded out. And from that point on, every American president, but the big one was Reagan. You know, Reagan presided during the Volcker crash of the economy in 79 to 83 and turned the economy over to the bankers and the international elite who, you know, run the Bilderberg Group and the Council on Foreign Relations and all of that
stuff. And now the bankers are all buying offshore private islands with private security details.
Right.
Because I know a lot of them live here in Austin, and I know they're lawyers, and I mean billionaires.
The bankers are just going to let it crash.
Yeah, that's it. No, they're saying we're crashing everything, and then we'll come back and buy it all up, finish on the dollar.
That's right.
We're going to leave you with the lobotomized idiot cops beating you with clubs. Have fun. Bye-bye.
That seems to be the case.
Well, Richard C. Cook, thank you for your great columns, your great work and analysis. I want to get you up sometime, maybe later this week or next week, for the full hour. Thank you for your great insight.
Thank you, Alex.
There he goes. All right, Ray McGovern's coming on in 8 minutes. First, your calls.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.